Governor Lobong says he had gone to attend the centenary celebrations of the Lower Catholic Parish along the Jiwe-Nimule Road on Sunday, but decided to return on Monday because Lower is within Eastern Equatoria State and a short distance to return to Torit. Lobong says while on his way to Aru Junction on Monday, he received a call from someone who alerted him to the road ambush that occurred ahead of him involving a group of Catholic sisters. Lobong says he immediately instructed his driver to speed up in order to try to rescue the nuns. He says they arrived to a horrific scene.
We found one sister dead, and then we found one person who was burned in the car. We actually found the car was burning, and because we did not have all the facilities even to put the fire off, we could not rescue, and it was already actually dead. It was already burning just the body. And so two people on the spot died. Later there was another sister who was also wounded. She was rushed to the hospital, and later in the evening I heard that she also died.
Governor Lobong says he cannot confirm the identity of the attackers, but suspects they could be members of rebel groups like the National Salvation Front or another group that is not a signatory to the peace agreement. He says some suspects were caught by national security forces. Major General Lu Rai Kong, spokesperson for South Sudan People's Defense Force, says the travelers were ambushed at a place called Jebelin, where no security forces are deployed. Kong says, based on information from military officers who were at the crime scene, five people died in the attack. Kong says, through an intelligence group tasked with collecting information, he confirmed the attack was carried out by rebels with the National Salvation Front.
A total of five were killed in separate incidences at around 11 a.m. North rebels ambushed two vehicles. One, the first vehicle was ambushed at Salara village along Jiwe-Nimule Road. In that ambush, a total of three women died, including two Catholic nuns. They were killed in a Noah car. In the second ambush, one person was burned inside the Primo car. And then the fifth person, that was about a border rider, he was knocked dead by a truck that was fleeing from the scene of the ambush.
Kong says, according to information from sources on the ground, no suspect was captured after the ambush, but he accused National Salvation Front, or NAS rebels, of carrying out the attack. NAS spokesperson Suba Samuel says the government often accuses the NAS of any attack because it has failed to provide security across the country and to arrest criminals who attack people along roads. He denies NAS attacked the people who were returning from the centenary celebration.
The road, first of all, has been fortified. The president and vice president and all the government dignitaries went there, and the road was well fortified. You ask yourself the question, a well-fortified road, how can an outsider come and ambush if it is not something internal? So for us, we strongly believe this is still the government and the confused elements within who are doing all this.
Philip Aguirre, Assistant Professor of Peace, Development and Security Studies at the University of Juba, says yesterday's attack was the behavior of people who looked like terrorists, because if it was not a simple robbery, the attackers would not have burnt a car with a person inside. Aguirre says the only way to avoid deadly attacks is to deploy more soldiers along the Jiwe-Nimule Road.
The only thing to be done is a continuous and permanent patrolling on the road. All the vehicles that are moving along the road must have an escort. So escort plus permanent patrolling will resolve the issue. And then the government forces have to identify these criminals wherever they are so that they are brought to book.
Aguirre says attacks along the road are frequent because it is the lifeline for nearly all commodities moving in and out of Juba. He says the attackers could also be sending negative messages, just wanting to deprive South Sudanese citizens of their rights. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.